Let's do it live.
Hey, hey, Bing.
Well, in case you people out in Radio Land missed that, Bing and Bong just did their rendition of Beyonce lip syncing at the Super Bowl.
That's it. Sounded good.
That sounded fabulous, yeah. I thought.
I love the timbre of your voice.
Oh, thank you. Timbre. The timbre of my voice.
Yes, well, you know,
it's been 4 months since I've seen you.
I know.
You've grown.
Well, you know something? You're a year older, but I am too.
That's right. But we're down. What? Traveling down Route 66.
Yeah. Where's that? Where's
Route? Beach to Chicago. Da 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 da.
Where is it?
What?
Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Winslow, Arizona.
Winslow. Is it Winslow? All right.
Flagstaff. But it goes from Chicago to L.A., right?
And it ends
Get
up
your
in
kicks.
Santa Monica Boulevard.
On Route 66. Okay, right. So that's us. But it's been 4 months, and we are in beautiful.
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lickerdale, Florida.
Lickerdale.
That's what they used to call it back in spring break. Fort Lickerdale.
Oh, what was the name of that bar?
Elbow Room.
The Elbow Room.
How do you like, boy, just right off the tip, rolled off my tongue like
you know, sir, I bet
yesterday.
You've been in there.
I've been in the Elbow Room.
Yeah, yes, probably in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Used to love that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I knew Fort Lauderdale before I ever got to Key West because I got stopped there.
What all went on in Fort Lauderdale?
The thing of it is, Fort Lauderdale also is where there are a lot of boats in Fort Lauderdale and people that work on boats and shipyards and all. So I spent a lot of time around Lauderdale in the boatyards because, you know, I'm kind of a boat guy.
Well, I knew you were. I knew you were. Yeah.
I got a boat. I got a motherfucking boat.
You do? Whoa, Steve Huntington's going to
see
you.
Steve Huntington. Oh, my God. He cringes at that because he still thinks he works for the FCC's involved, but it isn't.
No, we can say that. No, it's
but I thought there
radio.
Might be children listening, you know.
You know, there are a lot of children here.
I see children over there.
Yeah.
They're going to have a big thrill tonight.
They are.
Yeah.
You're going to keep the show clean, I hope.
No.
You're not?
No, because they want to hear it.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, they're children.
This is an excuse. They can come out and, you know.
I know.
You know. I took my kids once to when they were young, and I knew they knew a few curse words because I know they'd probably heard them around my house. Because
you probably use them.
Yeah, my wife does too. And, yeah. You know, it's a hereditary problem in a family of sailors.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, we're going to go to this little island, and I put them on the island. They were, I don't know, 10 or so. I said, we're going to call this Cussing Island. And so I'm going to go away in the boat. And you can sit there for 5 minutes. You can just scream cuss words. And then I don't want to ever hear them when you leave Cussing Island. I was shocked.
Did it work?
Yeah, it did. But the things that came out of their little innocent mouths, I just couldn't believe it.
You mean you heard them?
Yeah.
You heard them?
I heard them, but I was in the boat. I was in the motherfucking
boat. So that means they had heard it from you.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's cool.
Yeah. Oh,
but anyway, Cussing Island works.
All kinds of shit.
I know, I'm not, you know, parenting is not my game. And, I'm the fun guy there, you know.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah. That one worked. Cussing
so, in
Island
other words,
worked.
Pops is the fun guy.
Pops is
that,
the
yeah,
fun guy.
You know, I get that in my household, too.
Well, because we're musicians.
I know.
We don't work for a living.
We don't work.
We don't work. This is not
no,
work.
No, we've been told that by the crew
many
times. We're coming to work, and the crew will say, no, they're coming to play. Uh-oh, it's a snake
this
drink.
This work right here. Let's talk about our new equipment for the people that can't see it.
Well, okay, we've got some fabulous new handheld microphones.
With little, condoms on them or something.
They are condoms. They work. Look.
There you go. Oh, yeah. I like this, because we got in there. Wait a minute.
What happened? Uh-oh, those are some new earphones.
No, the Bluetooth have a delay, Roger wouldn't listen.
Oh, those aren't Bluetooth.
We have wireless mics.
Yeah.
We are coming up in the world.
That is.
But this is a short little Florida tour, so we're going to have fun doing it.
Yeah.
And then big news is we're going in the studio after this.
That's right.
We're excited. We got good songs.
New songs. Do you want to let people know what the name of that album might be?
Sure.
The working title?
Yeah.
At least the working title.
Yeah.
It can always change.
Songs from Saint Somewhere.
That's a wonderful title.
Yeah.
I like that title.
That'll be probably the title of the next tour that we'll be whipping up for April.
That sounds
but this
good.
Is just kind of a little, this is like spring training. We're in Florida for spring training.
Right. And it's to end the Lounging at the Lagoon tour.
Lounging at the Lagoon will end, and Songs from Saint Somewhere will be in the embryonic stages.
That sounds good.
You know how, like, you know, in 2001, the Space Odyssey, where that embryo is floating through space, then he becomes a spaceman.
Is that what's happening?
That's kind of what's happening here.
That's what happened with these microphones.
Yes, we have
embryos,
embryonic microphones right here.
Yeah.
So let's go do this and get this little tour on the road, and then after Fort Lauderdale Tuesday night,
Pensacola,
Florida.
That's right. Where else?
Jacksonville.
That's right. And then a little private party in Orlando here.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
you know, it's good to have Robert Greenwich back with us. He's been down in...
He was gone?
Yeah, you introduced him the other night.
I introduced him and he wasn't there.
No, I know.
Oh,
well,
oh.
Yeah, but anyway, he would...
Well, we know where Robert's been down at Trinity.
And his group...
Winco Desperados.
...are doing very
well. They're in third position now, yeah. So all of you who keep up with the goings-on... If I wasn't going to be in Orlando next Saturday night, I'd be in Trinidad for Carnival.
I know, it'd be great.
We're going to take this band and go 1 year.
Well,
they're whooping it up out there.
Go.
All right, let's go do it. All right, Bing.
See you in Pensacola.
Okay.
See you, Bo.